Yeah, hear him back there. Reach! Come on, reach! Let's go, buddy. Let's just get what I can get, and we'll do the best we can. We're not going to go too much over either. Let's go. Reach! God loves you, or God condemns you. Which is a more inviting message? Love, baby. Absolutely. Love, love, love. But church, to many of us, or somewhere in our life, in our mind, somehow, some way, it was a place where I don't measure up. I'm not good enough. I got to do this. I got to do that. You know, it's just crazy. Rules, 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 rules. Of course, we know the Bible has the Ten Commandments. It's got like 400 commands. Amen. We understand that. But God gave His Son for us. Amen. Yes or no? That's huge. That's the message. That's our message here. Love. We love who? Jesus. And we love who? And our young people, people? Yeah, they people. Amen. Now here's for all of us today, though. Love makes a church a what kind of place? A desirable place. Listen, you might say, well, I'm not used to loving. Listen, I need you to reach out to people. I need you to love. I need you to try to come out of your little comfort zone you got and step out into somebody else's space. Amen? Not jump down their throat. Nothing like that. Just to love on people. Amen. How many had your neck hugged this morning? Somebody hugged your neck or shook your hand, touched you some way this morning. Amen. That's what we want. But we want you to do that. We want you to be a part of that. Love makes a church what? Hot. It makes a church hot. This lights me up. I'm going to tell you right now, I come here for love, just like my daughter said. She said, Dad, I go to church for love. Amen? And that's this place. We want this place to be a place of love. Love. Y'all hear me? Say love. Again. Again. That's what we want here. Amen? The love of Jesus Christ, God's Son, constrains us, amen, to go out. It constrains us to love other people. It's incredible. So love makes a church hot. Fellowship should be a place where, I just want to rattle it off, buddy. I think I can do it. I think I can do it. You help me. You make the list, I'll read the verse. How about that, buddy? Look at what fellowship should be a place. The love chapter. Love suffers long. And is kind. Love envies not. We're happy for other people's success, man. You know, people, something good happens to you and they get mad at you because something good happened for you. Church is full of that kind of mess. That's crazy. Wonder how they got all that. You know what? They probably don't tithe. Maybe they manage their money better. Who knows what? But be happy for other people. Amen or oh me. Be happy for people. Instead of trying to take from everybody. That's crazy. Love vaunteth not itself. We're big on God. It's not puffed up. Where you at? All you got is one job. Come on. Doth not behave itself on... Oh! That wasn't very loving of me, was it? Hey, I want you to love on people, but be you. And that was me, okay? Here we go. Doth not behave itself unseemly, Raj. We're a blessing to the Lord. Seeks not our own. We seek to please the Lord. This is what love does. It's not easily provoked. We're controlled by the Holy Spirit. Well, I don't know how to love. Well, He wants to love through you. He wants to help you. You hear me, yes or no? Amen. Thinks no evil. We're positive. We're positive. Rejoices not in iniquity. We rejoice in good and godly things, but rejoices in the truth. Rejoice in truth. Bears all things. Overcomers. Believes all things. Believers, hopes all things, hopeful. This is what love is, yes or no? That's what we need here. We want that to be here. Hopeful. Yeah, but this happened to me. Stuff happens to me too. Amen? How many have some bad mess happen to you? Let me see your hand. No excuse for not still being loving. Yes or no? Matter of fact, when the mess happens to you and you overcome through it, and people find out you've been through the mess and yet you're still positive and kind and loving, it'll blow them away. Amen. It's a powerful testimony. hopes all things, endures all things. We are courageous and never lose heart. Say that with me. We are courageous and never lose heart. That's what love does. It's incredible. Fellowship is a place where, say it with me, every one of them, come on, we're long-suffering. We are, help me, church, we are happy for others' success. We are a blessing to the Lord. We seek to please the Lord. We are controlled by the Holy Spirit. We rejoice in good and godly things. We are what? Believers. We are what? How about this one? Loud. We are courageous and never lose heart. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter. What time we got? Love never fails. Love never fails. Love never fails. It never gives up. It never runs out on me. Hallelujah. Amen. Whether they be prophecies, preachers like me and people that get up here, they're going to fail one day. Amen. This ain't all it's going to be, guys, down here. All right. Whether there be tongues, other languages, and reaching other people through languages. That's the word, tongues means languages. They shall cease. Whether there be knowledge. You so smart, all this education. Done. It's going to vanish away one day. Divine revelation will cease. Languages shall stop. Knowledge shall be done away with. But love will always what? Love will always what? Well, I want to go to a church where they teach the Bible. Me too. That's why we teach it. Amen. Okay? You don't have to have one exclusive over the other one. Amen. Say. We can be a church that teaches the truth, believes the truth, stands on the truth, but love never fails. Amen. We don't have to be stoical and all stiff and, you know, we can't move and talk to people because, you know, what would they think? You know what they're going to think? They like me. They might think that. Hello. Yes or no? They might think they're welcome here. Amen. Say. Come on, be yourself. Grow in the Lord, though. Amen. We don't know everything. The Bible says we know in part, we prophesy in part. Okay? We know in a partial, fragmentary, incomplete way, and we utter divine revelations out of the Scripture the same way today, guys. We don't know everything. That's why love has such a rub sometimes. It's hard to love because we think we know everything. We don't know everything. What I know is this. I'm a sinner. I was pathetic. Jesus Christ saved my sorry tail. Amen? And my call is to love people and share that message with them and love the snot out of them. Amen. Say, that's who we are. We aren't perfect. No. But that which is perfect, when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. That which is perfection will come. Then the partial, fragment, and incomplete will be done away with one day. Amen. Listen, behave like a man who's grown, not like a child. When I was a child, I spake, all in love chapter. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. Say that last part with me. But when I became a what? If you're a woman, let's read it again. You say woman, we'll say man. Here we go. But when I became a what? I put away what? Childish things. Here we go. A lot of churches are undesirable. My quote, you can put my name on it, because they act like a bunch of babies. That's the truth. How many ever went to a church where people act like a bunch of babies? Let me see your hand. Okay? It's a fact. Fighting breaks out, selfishness, just like little children arguing over crap. Excuse me. You hear me? Yes or no? But love makes a church desirable. And that's the strong, mature position. And that's who we want to be at Fellowship Church. Amen? So reach, guys. Reach. When we see Jesus Christ, the Bible says we'll know Him as we're known. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face one day. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. One of my favorite verses in the Bible. Beloved, now we the sons of God, it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we'll be like Him. For we'll see Him as He is one day. Amen. But that's not today. We still struggle. So then, what's church supposed to be about if I'm still in this flesh, but I'm saved, and it's supposed to be about love. Let love win. Amen? Let love win, guys. Now abides what? Faith, hope, love. Say it real loud. But the greatest of these is. That makes a church desirable. Love. Amen. Have faith, be hopeful, and know the greatest thing we can do at Fellowship Church is to do what? Is to what? Amen. To love people. Young people, you don't like old people? You love them anyway. Old people, you don't like young people? You love them anyway. Sane people, you don't like crazy people? You love him anyway. Amen. We're all a little screwed up, aren't we? But boy, together we make a great team. Amen. I love that. Our mission, love Jesus Christ and love people. Love makes a church a what kind of place? Desirable place. A place where people want to what? They want to come. All right? And we know there's a devil out there and he's fighting. We know that. So we got to do the very best we can to say that word with me to what? Reach. Let's praise the Lord for his word this morning. Amen. Short and sweet. I can do it if I have to. Amen. Come on. Come on. Some of you are like, I wish you would do that every week.